Very happy to be joined by Major League Baseball legend and Cincinnati Reds Hall of Famer George Foster here in the zone on XL 950. George in town, a part of an event put on by Subway. George, before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about this event with Subway?
Well, Subway's baseball design across America. It's a baseball that designed by little leaguers and then autographed by celebrities like a Charlie Sheen or Billy Crystal. And then it's going to be auctioned off in August. And all the proceeds are going to benefit the Little League. It's just being able to keep raising money to make sure that the kids of Little League age are able to go out and play the game. Expenses such as the equipment or renovating the field so that the funds will be there so that the kids can be able to go out there and continue the national pastime of baseball. And being aggressive like soccer and other sports, make sure that the kids get that visibility, get the training so that if they do want to play Little League, they have the opportunity to do that, and whatever registration fees, what have you, that they have to pay. But being able to help the parents to foot that bill so they can get a chance to or opportunity to play the game.
Both yesterday and today, you've been making promotional stops in our market here in Indianapolis, and of course, you being a former Indianapolis Indian from early in your playing career, does this city hold any significance to you?
It does, because I played at Busch Stadium, and when I had to come through the Red system, and then with a roving hitting instructor, I fell in love with Victory Field because it's right downtown and it's brand new, so it was very convenient. I was jealous because, you know, here are these guys now, they didn't really appreciate the upgrade compared to what we had, but the main thing is going out there playing the game of baseball, but It's a great facility, and it's a great sports town, Indians, which is great.
Well, we're the home of both the Indianapolis Indians and the Cincinnati Reds, the Indianapolis home of Reds baseball here, so we've got just about all the bases covered for your major league career. Did you get a chance to go out to Cincinnati at all for the Civil Rights game last weekend?
No, I hadn't gone there, but guys, people who talked about it said it went very well, and it's a great tribute, and the thing like that, it's great to have it, have a special day for that, but now to not let that one day be the end of it, now being able to continue it and continue Jackie Robinson's dream. And you find that there are fewer and fewer of minor league minority players playing the game of baseball, so now it's being able to go out there and same with the Little League, you know, that's the grassroots, starting there and then building from there and keeping the kids in the game. And that's Jackie Robinson's dream, to get more African-American players or minority players on the field.
Obviously, there's still a shortage of African-Americans in baseball, and it's not where it needs to be. But through your efforts, George, through Subway's efforts, also through Major League Baseball with the Civil Rights game and some of their outreach projects that they've been doing right here in state, we have Play Ball Indiana, which is trying to get inner-city youth involved in baseball. Do you think that it's only a matter of time before we get to where we need to be?
Well, time is important, but I just feel that the track that they're utilizing, it needs to be fine-tuned. The key is getting former Major League players involved, getting the Major League Baseball more involved, so that then you have former Major League players going out there teaching the game, and now that you increase the visibility, and then now the credibility, because you know that you have a guy who knows who's played the game and knows how to teach the game. But you have, not to slight them, you have high school coaches or some parents are teaching the game. The kids, they haven't been there, so you can't say, well, I've been to the Major League and I know what it's all about. So that's the best way to go, and go with guys who have done it before and then sending them out to the Little Leagues and doing clinics and doing camps, and I feel that's the best way to go. I do that a lot myself, do a lot of clinics and camps. Right now, Tri-State, of course, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, kids who having 50 more kids to do that camp. We'll do a clinic or a camp. We have myself or Ulster or Doug Flynn, former Reds players, you know, coming out to help teach the game of baseball.
George Foster joins us here in the zone on XL 950. George, let's go back to your playing career. I wanted to look at the early days because it took you a couple of years to get regular playing time with all the talent that were on those early 70s Reds teams. The team fell short of a World Series championship in 72 by just a game, and also one win short of the pennant in 73. Knowing your abilities at the time, were you thinking, Sparky, man, get me in the game. Get me in the game more. I can put this team over the top.
Well, at the time, it's just getting the opportunity to play, but I knew that I had to get myself prepared. and I said they don't make a bat long enough to hit from the dugout. But I felt that getting a chance to play in a platoon ship, at least I'm getting playing time and being ready just in case I get a chance to play on a regular basis. But the saying is that preparation meets opportunity. So getting myself prepared so when the opportunity did come about, I'm ready to play. So when they moved Pete Rose to third base in 75, I finally got the opportunity to play. It was timing. When you talk about timing is very important. So we were playing the Braves, and I always played well against the Braves, and I believe I had gotten a home run that day and driven in two or three runs, and that was the start of the Big Red Machine being intimidating and being dominating.
We've had members of that Big Red Machine say that, like Joe Morgan and Johnny Bench and others say, about how much fun it was to play with that elite group of guys. Do you share the same feelings about that time, George?
Oh, yeah. Number one, you have the passion to play the game of baseball. And when you have the passion, you're willing to go out there and see how good you can be each year, not being complacent that what you had done the previous year. And if Pete Rose is going to go out there and try to get his 200. Well, leads the league in hits, leads the league in batting average. You have a Morgan who's going to steal bases, but he's an all-around player. So we had guys that's going to, you know, go out there and compete for different titles. Only thing that we didn't win was a Cy Young award, but we still had quality pitching. So it was like it was a game within a game. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do today? Who's going to be the star player today? But we all really pull for one another, and it was just exciting to go out there and play the game, and exciting to see the fear in the eyes of the opposition.
The Reds won back-to-back championships in 1975 and 76. The 75 team won 108 games, but the 76 team was the squad that swept right through the playoffs, winning the NLCS in three games and then the World Series in four games. George, in your mind, which was the better team, 75 or 76?
I would say 76 because it was complete. We really had the confidence, and we knew our role. We knew what we needed to do, and we said it's not take any prisoners. In 75, we're not really sure. We knew we were good, but we didn't know how good we were. And because in the 75 series, we thought that, well, Boston Red Sox is going to roll over, especially with Jim Rice being hurt. But they let us know the first game that they were there to stay, and they're not going to be pushovers. So we did have to regroup and put into that next year. But in 76, we didn't take anything for granted. We played the Yankees because we were playing not just that team, the Yankees, those players. We were playing the Yankee history. So we want to make sure that we don't give them any opportunity to come back.
I actually saw a replay of the 75 World Series Game 6 at Fenway Park, which is largely regarded not only the best postseason game in Major League Baseball history, but perhaps the greatest game, period, in Major League Baseball history. Was that the greatest game that you ever participated in, George?
I feel so, and not only participated in, but watched since then. It was you can see everything, key hits, key defensive plays, key pitching. Everything was there, and you talk about web gems, you talk about walk-off home runs or walk-off hits. You had everything right there in game series. And of the seven games, five were separated by only one run. So it was always the intensity.
You had a great career with the Cincinnati Reds, were inducted into the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. How big of an honor was that for you, George, to be inducted with a lot of your former teammates as well in those 75 and 76 teams and Reds legends from the past as well?
What an excitement is that finally, it's like you being recognized for what you had done for that ball club. And I looked at my stats and looked at guys' stats who were in the Hall of Fame. I know for a while, Marge had stopped that. There was a period of time that no one had been inducted. But it was exciting when I got the call saying that I was inducted to the Reds Hall of Fame. And I'd say it was a form of honor and then a recognition saying that a job well done.
George, you had 52 homers, drove in 149 runs in 1977, which still to this day are just jaw-dropping, astronomical numbers. In fact, only a handful of players have been able to duplicate that feat in the last 30-plus years. But a lot of the people on that list, people like Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, are either proven to have or have been suspected of using performance-enhancing drugs. Does that frustrate you at all that players had to cheat to duplicate the success that you had, George?
Not really. It's just I guess use the word cheat. I just felt that they were trying to get an edge, and it was just the thing to me, how power they were able to retain. You may go out there, and if it's marijuana or if it's amphetamine or some other stimulant, it may help them a couple of games. But over the years, that over a year and then over a 3 or 4 year period, how they were able to go out there and get a something that's going to help with their performance. And I guess the tragedy is that it did help them to break records. And there are other guys that are on steroids, but they're not breaking records. It's helping them to survive or recoup their career. But it doesn't bother me. But the only thing that bothered me that the media or the press going to say it's cheap, then the kids are going to look at a Bonds or look at a McGuire saying that they were cheaters. But I just look at it was getting the edge. But even in myself, I didn't feel that I was getting a lot of publicity hitting the 52 home runs or getting the credit. But it's not in my hands. It's up to whoever is covering it to get that publicity. Because the year when I hit it, I thought, well, at the end of the year, I'm going to get a lot of endorsements. I get a lot of focus on it, but nothing was said. And I got a little press the next year. I got most of the press when somebody else was trying to, you know, approach that 50-plus home run year.
Former Indianapolis Indian, Cincinnati Red Hall of Famer, Major League Baseball great George Foster is in the zone on XL 950. George promoting the Subway Design Across America tour, which stops at Victory Field in Indianapolis. And George, I got the press release. Now, just to clarify, you are not going to be here at Victory Field. Is that correct?
I won't be there, but Jared will be there. I'm just part of the program as far as talking it up. I wish I were there. I haven't been invited yet to be there. But Jared will be there, but I'll miss that opportunity to be there. Would love to, but I'll miss that opportunity.
Well, George, it was a lot of fun catching up with you. Thanks for spending some time with us here on the program today.
Thanks for your time.